There's nobody like my God. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There is nobody like the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. There is no one like my God. No one ever cares for me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a privilege to be in the presence of the Lord on this Wednesday evening. It is a privilege to be in the presence of the Lord with his people. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly because you left your activities to come here to be recharged. I trust that the Lord will recharge you. I trust that the Lord will completely recharge you. If you came here empty, confused, disturbed, he is ready to do something. He is ready to recharge you tonight. He is ready to recharge you tonight. Not only you will be recharged, but you will recharge someone else. You will have an overflow of recharge. You will recharge those who didn't show up tonight. It is a privilege to be here, to be chosen by God first and by your pastor to recharge you tonight. I don't take it lightly. I take it very serious because I do it as unto the Lord. I don't believe in doing it halfway. I do it all the way. I don't believe in giving God half and giving God three quarters. I believe in giving him all, my all in all. Yes, I thank God for my pastor in his absence, who trusts the God in me. Not me, but God in me to recharge his people. I thank God for the first lady as well. Amen, 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 amen. I thank God for her presence. Amen, amen. And I thank God for Pastor Adams as well. She texts me on my way here. She said, I'm praying for you. Just recharge the people. Yes, she cares a lot. She said, recharge the people. I'm commissioned to recharge you. By God, by your assistant pastor, by your pastor. And I hope to do just that. Amen. I thank God for my family as well. Every time we have to preach, we have to stay in a corner, in our own place. We have to stay in seclusion. Stay away from them. It's rough. But I did it today. When they come to my office, I say, get out. I'm so sorry I had to say that. But God knows it's for a good cause. You will be recharged as well tonight. Believe it or not, I don't believe in blessing other people and leave my family, my wife, behind. So many preachers are losing their children. I don't want to be one of them. If I have to stop preaching to take care of them, I will. I say, God, I will not agree with you to lose my family and save other people. Family first. Family first. Yes, I know people who help thousands of people, but their kids are lost. I don't want that. This is why you need to pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastor. Pray for his children. Pray for his family. Because when the attack comes, it comes on the head first. It comes on your leaders first. Pray for your leaders. I'm serious. Pray for your leaders. Pray for them. I'm so glad to be here tonight. And I had that message. I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about the text. Every time I think about the text, I discover something else. It is so funny. The same text, different message all the time. But it's not my will, but God's will. It's not what I want, but what He wants. What He wants to communicate to you tonight. The reading is coming from Luke 13. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. I thank God for the choir, worship, praise and worship team tonight. Amen. Amen. Then he told this parable. That was Jesus. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vine, of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. If not, then cut it down." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, one more time we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence. Not everybody can be in your presence at this time, but you allow us to be in your presence. We don't take it lightly, Lord. We are in front of your people, united together to be recharged. You know where they are with you, Lord. You know what they need. You know where they are in their lives. You know we have some who are depressed, distressed, and oppressed. We pray that you recharge them, Lord. Recharge them, Lord. And help them stay connected to be recharged. We pray that you touch our hearts, our mind, and our spirits. Speak to us, Lord, and help us to live by your word, to live by your spirit. Not my will, but yours, Lord. Not our will, but yours. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Amen. We have a short text, but a rich message. The title of this message is this. This is our last chance. This is our final notice. This is our last chance. This is our final notice. Most of us, if not all, have seen the last chance advertising paper, especially around Thanksgiving holiday when they have Black Friday sale. Most of us love Black Friday sales. We make it look like this is the end. If we don't get it on that day, we will not get it before Christmas. We have placed so much emphasis on BFS, Black Friday sale. Some of us take that Friday off just because we don't want to miss that last sale before Christmas. The store owners know us so well, they add another one for the online shoppers. They call it Cyber Monday. On that Monday, most people are online doing their last shopping spree. Even while walking on the street of New York City, even while driving, when they stop for a light, they are online shopping. Most of us have seen or even received a final notice letter from our landlords, from the banks, or bill collectors. When we receive those kinds of letters, most of us would act so fast. We make phone calls, we make payment arrangements, or even get a lawyer, depending on the scope of the case. Throughout the history of the creation, God is known for being a good God, a merciful God, a mighty God, a faithful God, a very patient God, a very loving God. He so loved us that he gave his only son. For whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave us another chance many times before. We can see it through the Bible. We can see it with Adam and Eve. We can see it with Noah. We can see it with so many people before us. And even now, he's still giving us another chance. And this one, according to the text, is the last chance. This one is our final notice. Now let's try to discover from the text our last chance. Our final notice. Here in the text, Jesus gave us the story of a man who had a fig tree growing in his vineyard. He went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. The remark is that he did not say a little tree. He did not say a fig tree. He didn't say a dead tree, but a growing tree. This text is not so much about the tree, it's about us. This text is about us. If we are true growing Christians, I did not say fake Christians. I did not say young Christians. Not young in age, in our physical body. I'm talking about our Christian age. We've been in church for so long. 10 years, some 20, some 25, some 30, even 50. As growing Christians, God is expecting something from us. God is expecting something from us as growing Christians. From my experience with fruits, good fruits always smell good. Good fruits always smell good. What kind of fruit are you bearing? What kind of fruit are you carrying? As they say, and we all know, the tree by its fruit. What fruit are you bearing? If you are a tree of the flesh, you will carry the fruits of the flesh. If you are a tree of the Spirit, you'll carry the fruits of the Spirit. What tree are you? What fruit are you bearing? What fruit are you carrying? If you are a tree of the flesh, you will carry the fruit of the flesh. Found in Galatians 5:19-21, we find a good list of them. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the Bible says, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Maybe you say, I'm Christian, I don't do those things. You don't do idolatry. But idolatry is not just the image. Anything that you love more than God, this is idolatry. Anything in your life that you give the first place, this is idolatry. I remember one smart man said to Jesus, what should I do to inherit the kingdom? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, meaning all yourself, not halfway. Then love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you will not want to see them suffer. You will not want to see them lost. If you love them, you would not want them to lose their job. Love your neighbor as yourself. The same way you don't want to see that for yourself, you don't want to see that for your neighbor. Whatever you love for your neighbor, for yourself, that's the same thing you should love for your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes it's all about me. We need to be growing Christians. It's all about me. Me thing is a child word. A child is always about me. You need to grow up as Christians. As growing Christians, it cannot be about you. It has to be about your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's idolatry. You may not say, I don't do witchcraft. If you go into palm reading, that's witchcraft. You want to know what the future holds? You want to know how many kids I'm going to have? When I'm going to get promoted, that's witchcraft. If the Lord didn't tell you, if the source is from somebody else, that's witchcraft. Sometimes we don't understand the words. We say, we don't do, we are Christians. But what kind of life you have? How do you live your life? You got to be careful. On the other end, if you are a tree planted, if you are a tree of the Holy Spirit, you will carry the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are listed in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. They are joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. When it comes to faithfulness, even in the least of these, in the least of those things, you need to be faithful. Faithfulness. You need to be faithful in your relationship. You need to be faithful even at work. You need to be faithful in your church. You need to be faithful. If you are a tree of the Holy Spirit, you will carry those things. You need to have self-control. You speak even when you don't see. You say things even when you don't know. You don't have self-control. You eat even if you know it's not good for you. That's not self-control. Self-control. You drink in excess. That's not self-control. If you are a tree or a fruit of the Holy Spirit, you will have those things. Be gentle. It's nice when you say, this sister is nice. This brother is a nice brother. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when you can say, oh, she is so nice. She is so good. I'm not saying cute, but good. I'm not talking about beauty. Yes, it's nice when they say, oh, yeah, you can talk to this boy. You can talk to this sister. It's nice. You need to have self-control. You need to be nice. You need to be kind. Sometimes it's just because of you that someone doesn't come here. You need to be so kind. I know this professor. He was teaching in my class, and he said, I don't want to be a pastor. I want to be an usher. I said, with all your degrees, for what? He said, you know what? The first impression counts. When they come to the door, if you greet them, they'll remember that. When they leave, if you say, God bless you, have a nice week, they will remember that, and they will come back. My place is at the door. Everybody wants to be on the pulpit. Someone has to be at the door. He wants to be at the door because he said, the first and the last impression count. Remember, whatever you do, even as usher, as preacher, whatever you do for the Lord, don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. What kind of fruit are you bearing? The fig tree that we have in this text did not carry any fruit, neither good nor bad. None. Zero. Whether you carry a bad fruit or you carry none, it's going to end up with the same result. As a matter of fact, instead of carrying a bad fruit, just be like that fig tree, carry none. Carry none at all. We end up with the same result. We can't use the bad fruit. We might as well have none. Therefore, we need to carry only good fruits. In verse 7, the owner said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years, now I have been coming to look for fruit on this tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Just imagine that for 3 years that you cannot meet your job's expectation. I don't even think your job will give you 3 years. In most cases, they give you 3 months. You cannot meet that expectation, you out. If they give you 1 year, you're lucky. But the owner of this fig tree gave that tree 3 years. For 3 years, he did not find any. When you cannot meet the expectations of your supervisor, it's either you quit or you get fired. But God is so loving. He gave us another chance. Another year. Another chance. Another day. It's not because we are good, but because He is patient. Not because I am good, but because He is good. He gave me another chance. Think of ourselves as God has placed us here on this planet for many years, and we have accomplished absolutely nothing. When I say nothing, maybe you have a good job. Maybe you have degrees. Maybe you have money in the bank. But you have accomplished absolutely nothing for heaven. Absolutely nothing for God. He has placed us here for a purpose. Let me bring it closer. Just imagine that God has placed us here at Word of Life, a church with about 38 ministries. And you're still doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're using the space. Just imagine that God wants to tell us that we are useless. Just imagine that He wants to take us down like that fig tree. I believe that at times that He may want to take us down because we did not meet His expectation. But Jesus, our advocate, our lawyer, is pleading for us 24/7. That's why we are still here. For it says in 1 John 2 verse 1, if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Just because of the righteous one, we are still alive. Just because of the righteous one, not my works, not your own works, just because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Jesus came to save the world. He did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3, verse 17. Verse 8 and 9 of our text. Sir, the man replied, leave it alone one more year. Leave it alone one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. We are on our last chance. We are on our final notice. We are on our final warning. This is our last chance. This is our final notice. This is the year of grace. It won't be so forever. It won't be like that forever. It won't be like this forever. My advice to you is to tell you to pick up your mess. Start bearing fruits. God is expecting fruits from us. What would you do if you know that it was your last year to live? What would you do? Maybe in your wickedness, you might want to take some lives with you, right? Kill someone. Some people say that. If I knew it was my last day, I would take a few people with me. You better be careful, you're not on their way. If it was your last day, what would you do? I want to leave that with you. I want to give you something to take home with you. What would you do if you know it was your last day? What would you do if you know it was your last day? What would you do? Brothers and sisters, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Do it to the best of your ability. Whatever you do, do it as it is your last day. How would you sing if you know it is your last day? It is your last day to meet your Savior. It is your last day to go to heaven. How would you sing? How would you dance if you know it was your last day? How would you preach if you know it is your last day? How would you pray if you know it was your last day? How would you serve God if you know that was your last day? How would you serve God if you knew it would be your last time to do anything for God? How would you do it? This is your last chance. He is merciful. He is loving. He is kind. It won't be like this forever. Can you live today as it is your last day? Can you serve today as it is your last day? Can you sing as it is your last day? If it was my last day, I would give him my best. If it was your last day, what would you do? This is your last chance. He's giving us another day, another hour, another minute. Make the best use of your time. Redeem the time. For the days are evil. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. Sing while you can. Serve while you can. Pray while you can. Sometimes you may want to sing. No voice. You may want to pray. You can't even think. Whatever you do for the Lord, do it as it is your last day. Life has many surprises. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. If I want to go in one step further, even heaven has many surprises. You don't know what you're going to see in heaven. You don't know who's going to be there. You probably get there and ask for brother so-and-so. He's not there. Sister so-and-so, she's not there. We have many surprises in heaven. If you think this life is a mess, live your life in a way that the next life is not a mess. If you think this life has surprises, live your life in a way that you don't get surprised when you get to heaven. You probably think, I'm on my way to heaven, while you're on your way to hell. You probably think, this preacher, this minister, this sister, this brother, oh my God, he's saved, she's saved. You don't know that. They may just be here just for a show. They may just be here just for a job. What is inside, only God knows. But as for you, it's for you to think about yourself. Meditate on your life. Think about your life. What would God say about me? Sometimes we worry about what pastor may say, what so-and-so may say. Did you ever question yourself what God will have to say about me? When you ponder on that questions, those questions, when you think about those things, you're going to live your life so you won't regret it. You don't have to wait until your last day to say, if I could, I would. Do it while you can. Do it while you can. Redeem the time. Make the best use of your time. Sometimes you think, oh, I have time to do this. I will have time. You don't know about tomorrow. Who are you to say you will have time to do it? God is in charge of time. While he is giving it to you, make the best use of your time. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. This is your final notice. This is your final notice. What would you say if the doctor said this is your last minute? How would you live your life if you know it is your last minute? I'm trying to convince you to live now as your last minute. Live this day as your last day. How would you react if you know it is your last day? If it's my last day, I want to be on my best behavior. If it's my last day, I want to serve like never before. If it's my last day, I want to sing like never before. I encourage you, when you sing, sing as it is your last day. When you praise, praise as it is your last day. When you're serving, serve as it is your last day. Serve with excellence. Serve with protocol. God is a God of excellence. He's a God of excellence. Serve as it is your last day. How would you praise if you know it is your last day? It's not just a Sunday morning thing. Praise should be every day. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Every time you breathe, you ought to praise. And praise like it is your last day. Sing like it is your last day. Serve like it is your last day. What would God say about you? Not people, not your friends, not your brothers, not your parents. Even though we have some people, even their parents cannot say anything good about them. But better yet, what would God say about me? Did I meet his expectations? He expects fruits from me. What fruits am I bearing? What fruits am I bearing? Let me tell you, if you're not helping building the kingdom, you're destroying the kingdom. If you're not helping building the kingdom, you are destroying the kingdom. And if you don't think about yourself, about your eternity, I know everybody wants to have a nice retirement. It's good to plan a nice retirement. Retirement is not for more than 15, 20 years. What about eternity? Plan for eternity. This is your last chance. This is your final warning. Plan for your eternity. It's good to have a nice retirement package. You can travel like Deacon Vincent all the time. It's a good life. But I want to be in heaven on my final days. I want to be with my Lord and Savior. I want to be with my Jesus. Can we all plan for eternity? Stop planning for things that will pass away. Plan for eternity. Plan for heaven. Plan for your eternal life. Plan for your eternal life. Every day, make the best use of every day as it is your last day. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord guide you. May the Lord recharge you tonight. I'm convinced that you will leave this place thinking about this message and live every minute as your last minute. Live every day as your last day. When you live your day as your last day, you will live it well. You will live it well. You will live it well. Think of every day as your last day. Think of this minute as your last minute. If it was your last minute, what would you do? What would you do? I don't need to know the answer. What would you do if it was your last day? You may be thinking about your kids. You may be thinking about their future. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is better thing to think about. Think about your eternity. Where will you spend your eternity? How will you spend your eternity? Take this day as your last day. As you rest on your feet. If you want to take this day as your last day, you will serve better, you will sing better, you will praise better. Live this day as your last day. If you want to be recharged, if you feel empty, we ask that you come forward and we are ready to pray with you. We cannot recharge you. We cannot do anything for you. But come to the Lord who can do everything. Sometimes you come here day after day, Sunday after Sunday. You live the same way. Live today as your last day. Don't leave this place the same way you came in. Don't live your life as you used to live it before you came today. This is our final chance. This is our final warning. This is our final day. Live it as it is your last day. Serve God like never before. Praise God like never before. Let God use you like never before. Obey God like never before. Serve His people and serve God like never before. If it was my last day, I would give Him my best. Do you want to give God your best? Do you want to give Him your best today? Do you want to give Him your best? When you give Him your best, if everybody wants to give Him his best or her best, the church will never be the same. Word of Life will never be the same. Because everybody will fight, will struggle, will compete to give Him the best. We're not talking about position, status. We're talking about spiritual. Give Him the best. Give Him your best. He gave us His best, His only Son. He did not commit any sin. He gave us His best. His only one. Give Him your best. You may be a Christian. You've been coming here for so long. You don't want anybody to see you. But wherever you are, wherever you stand, make a commitment to give God your best. Make a commitment in your heart between you and God. I don't need to know. I don't need to see it. Make a commitment. Sometimes we don't accomplish anything because we fail to make commitments. When you make a commitment, you will try to live by your commitment. Whether it's written, whether it's by word, it's a contract. Make a contract with the Lord to give Him your best today.